Greetings and welcome to
Love Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burwell. Grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you that what the Lord is doing in my life, in my circle of influence, and through us, how we're impacting the world. Amen. I just give God praise. I do. I just give God praise for the word that empowers us, the word that strengthens us, the word that will transform our very lives. And I'm grateful tonight for a word that will help us to understand process, why the process. I'm grateful for my guest, my friend, my many things, Prophetess Tracy Fauntleroy from Tappahannock, Virginia. Awesome, anointed woman of God.
Amen.
Amen. Tracy, if you want to say hello and tell them whatever you desire about yourself, you can do so at this time.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm just an available vessel right now on a kingdom assignment, just fulfilling the purpose that God has called me to on this night. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm just excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what God is going to speak. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I pray that when this is over, all said and done, that you will lead empowered. Hallelujah. Oh. Transform and applying that which God has given you. Take these tools. Take these nuggets. Take the words that God is speaking to your spirit on tonight and apply it and watch the results. Watch the results. Watch God work. Watch God do what he's called to do. Who can do it better than God? Absolutely no one. Allow God to do what he does best. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just excited, sis. I'm just excited. I'm just excited about God. I'm just excited. I'm grateful for you for this opportunity. How you challenged me, how you pushed me, how you put a demand on the anointing today to say, Tracy, in the ninth hour, you will be on the broadcast today. And I'm like, what?
Amen.
No, God's he used you to push me and challenge me on this day. So I'm grateful for that. And I said, yes, Lord.
Amen.
I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's what it's about.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's really what it's about. You know, when I look at what God has done through the Empowerment Place broadcast, it took my initial yes, Lord, without really having an understanding of what would happen and who it would impact and any of that. But I just knew that I had a heart and a mind to bring a word that would encourage God's people.
Amen.
You know, I have a heart for women because I've gone through so much.
Amen.
But I want the body of Christ to really understand that this Empowerment Place is about impacting the kingdom.
Amen, amen.
Impacting the kingdom.
And that's the mission. That's the mission. That's the mandate. And that's what God is calling all of us to do. And that's why I like your topic. That's why I like the question, why the process?
Why the process?
Why the process?
Yeah.
And when I started thinking about that, I looked back over my life. And the first to understand the process, can I go ahead and move on, sir?
Go ahead.
Amen, amen. I thought about the process, and before I do anything, I like to always understand the word process itself. That helps me.
Right.
And when I looked up the word process, it said this, a series of changes taking place in a definite manner. Then another definition said this, a particular course of action intended to achieve a result. Or result while aiming for a purpose. Now think about that. A particular course of action intended to achieve a result while aiming for a purpose. My God, my God, my God. I remember Prophet Beanie said last night in class, he said this, process is all about purpose.
Yeah, it is.
So I believe what God is saying tonight, life is a process.
Yeah.
It is. It's a process that we all must and need to endure. Why? Why the process? Going through the process puts us in position. It aligns us in God's kingdom, and with that comes God's promotion and God's promises. That's the intended results. That's what he's going back to say. So that's why we have to endure the process if we want advancement, prophetess. So we have to endure the process if you want promotion. We have to endure the process if you want to see the promises. God is ready for some of us to graduate from fear to faith. Let me say that again. He's ready for some of us to graduate from fear to faith, from saying no to saying yes, from complaining to gaining, from losing to restoring. My God, my God, my God.
My God.
Ooh, I understand the process. It won't feel good. It won't look good, but you can't operate in God's kingdom off of our feelings and our emotions. We have to operate from the spirit realm. My God, the invisible realm. This process, we have to endure if we're going to see the results of what God has promised us to see. My God, my God, my God.
Yeah.
Process, the course intended to achieve results. So God takes us through this process, first of all, for testing and preparation season. I know one thing. I'm in a season right now, but I'm going to do the process. What about you, prophet?
Amen.
I'm in that right
God
now.
God does know.
Yes, he does. And like I was telling you earlier, he gave me the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. We don't know how many times something has been tested before it actually gets approved and before it hits the shelf. And that's how it is in our lives. People don't know our story. They don't know we've gone through behind the scenes to get this anointing, what God has done in our lives. They're looking at us and saying, okay, they haven't gone through anything. They weren't there when we were going through the wilderness experience. The nights of feeling like you were all alone and nobody understood you. And sometimes you didn't even understand. Stand yourself, waiting, wanting to quit, but God would not allow us to quit. And even saying to ourselves sometimes, I was better off when I was in the world. How many of you said that? I've said that, sis.
Yeah.
Have you ever said that? Because sometimes we do. We feel like we were better off when we were in the world. But let me tell you something. God is saying tonight, the process is something that's going to get you to a place that you know not of, but it's going to benefit you, and not just you, it's going to benefit others. And that's why we can't try to orchestrate our own life. When we see this process, and I tell you this, if I could have even imagined 10 years ago that I would be on a broadcast right now, I didn't even see my life where I am right now. I couldn't even see myself in the position that I sit in now, but I went through a series of process, a series of events. Oh, my God, a series of changes, a transformation, and I'm still going through that. Life is always going to be about a process because God is always transforming and transitioning us from one state, from one stage to another. Amen?
Yeah.
Woo, Jesus. That's why don't try to help God. Don't try to figure this thing out. Just go with the process. Don't try to orchestrate your own life. Don't try to make your own plans. Don't try to do things your own way. You're going to create a bunch of problems, and you're going to struggle in life because you're trying to do it on your own. We got a good example here. Look at Sarah and Abraham. What did they do, prophetess? They tried to help God.
They tried to help God.
And what happened?
It didn't work.
Why? Because it wasn't God's plan. They went and tried to help God and produced a problem versus producing the promise. The promise came. It was just delayed. The promise did come, though. That's why. Get back out of God's way right now. Get back out of his way and let God do what he needs to do. Every part of our lives, every event has already been predestined. God is the only one that starts at the end and then comes back to the beginning and take us by the hand and walk us down this journey called life.
Yeah.
Our life has been mapped out for us.
It has.
It's been planned. Nothing is catching God off guard. We might get caught off guard, but nothing is catching God off guard. Another example is Joseph. Look at Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, and accused of rape.
Yeah.
That's four different events. Betrayed by his own siblings, thrown into the pit, sold into slavery, and accused of rape, and falsely accused of that. Look at this.
And he's saying, what happened?
Come on.
What's going on?
Yes.
These are devastating events.
Come on.
What did I do?
These are devastating events that took place in his life. But what little did he know, God was setting the stage for something great, and it was the process that he had to go through. He had to go through that process, first of all, to get in position. Remember we were talking about earlier with process. Woo, Jesus.
Yeah.
This process positioned him to fulfill God's original purpose for his existence here on earth. His first gift that was revealed was the interpretation of dreams,
mm-hmm.
which set him up for the first promotion,
mm-hmm.
which God allowed Pharaoh to see. Pharaoh then assigned him to what? To the resources and the affairs of Egypt.
Yeah.
He's now into another promotion that is bigger and better than it was before.
Yeah.
Joseph finally understood at some point, though, why he went through what he went through. He understood why he was betrayed. Did he back then? Absolutely not, because I'm sure he questioned God as well.
Yeah.
He was thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, and once again falsely accused. And if we look at Genesis 50 and 20, just going to go there real quick, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. Well, we'll look at 19 through 21. And here's Joseph talking to his brothers. And Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid. Do I act for God? Don't you see you plan evil against me, but God used those same plans for my good." Did he say same plans?
Same
plans, prophetess, for my good. As you see all around you right now, life for many, easy now, you have nothing to fear. I'll take care of you and your children. He assured them, speaking with them heart to heart. He forgave his brothers because he understood it had to happen this way. And there are some things in somebody's life that's listening right now. It has to happen this way. It had to happen that way. It has to go down like this. It's the process. It's the process. You're in a process right now. Joseph understood that. He was set up for a kingdom ruler over Egypt. And if we look at Genesis 45 and 8, that's just what happened. He was now into his kingdom attire, his kingdom role, his kingdom position. And he said this, "So you see, it wasn't you who sent me here, but God." He set me in a place, that's a position,
mm-hmm.
as a father to Pharaoh. Put me in charge, that's another position, as ruler, charge of his personal affairs, and made me ruler, that's kingdom, of all of Egypt. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah,
hallelujah
right there. Look at what he went through, but look at what he gained.
Yeah.
God is never, ever subtracting and taking from our lives for us not to, to get restored something better. Go back to what we learned the other Saturday in class. Restoration and restoring means to restore to an improved state, to a better condition. Oh, my God, my God. He understood that. I don't want to keep going. You want to chime in, prophetess? Because
you're good right where you are. I will say this, though. When you were talking about, I think you had stated it, how he took the same thing that the enemy meant for bad, God took that same thing and worked it. And so, you know, I think about those of us who are living and experiencing trouble in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at the situation, and it is that God has allowed it. So, say a bill collector is calling and saying that you have to pay this bill, and if you don't pay this bill in the next 30 days, I'm going to take you to court.
Wow.
And you say, oh, Lord. And you know the reason that you can't pay it is because there were some things that you didn't handle properly on your own. And you got all these excuses, but he says, if you don't get this bill paid in 30 days, I'm going to have to take you to court.
And you say, okay, God.
God, you know what? Help me with this, because God, I have a desire to do some things for the kingdom. God, help me with this. So the money comes.
Yes, okay.
The money comes. You go through
mm-hmm.
the process. You get to the court. You get to the court. The court says, you X amount of dollars. And you say, X amount of dollars. And say, yeah, X amount of dollars. But the call that you got said that if you didn't pay, say, $12,000, and you get to court, and the court says, pay $1,200. So you take this instance where pressure is being put on you by man to succumb to what they say. And God said, I understand what you're going through. I'm gonna make this work. I'm gonna make this work out for you. I'm gonna teach you something in this. That in the midst of your trials and your tribulations, even when it doesn't feel good, in the midst of it, trust me, because when you get to the end, if you go through this process, because what I'm teaching you. First, I'm teaching you to be a better steward than what you did. Then I'm teaching you that you've got to trust me. Even when it doesn't look right, even when it doesn't feel like it should, like you want it to feel, just trust me. Just go through what I'm doing because I'm going to show you something at the end. If you don't murmur, if you don't complain, if you just hold on, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. So you get there thinking, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, 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 a judgment on me, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And just says, pay them $1,200. Pay them a tenth of what they're asking for. Pay them $1,200.
Wow. Look at God.
And you said, ooh, what? You write the check for $1,200 because you got that in the bank.
That's it.
You got that. You didn't have the other, but you got that. You write that check. You pay it off. Now what's happened? You've got that debt off.
Amen.
You're on your way to becoming at liberty to give in the kingdom.
That's it. Come on.
Because you don't have something hanging over your head.
That's right.
So, again, you got to look at process. Yes. One thing that I so appreciate, and it's stuck on me, not just in my spirit, but it's stuck on me about process, that when you're going through life and you have something that you desire to do, that you desire to be, that you desire to go, you got some things, you got some ideas, you got some plans that are far different from what God expects and what God wants. And so you say, I think I'm going to try it this way. You don't even see God, but yet you call yourself one of his.
So
you go on with, quote, unquote, your plan.
Yes.
Your plan.
Yes.
And God said, I want you to rethink that, please. I want you to rethink that. And you go, no, I'm good. This is my plan.
Say it again.
This is my plan.
Exactly. So
this
now
is my
your plan. Have
so over- as soon as you say, this is my plan and not God, guess what it prompts? It prompts a process to start.
That's it. And now you're going on a course and through a series of events that you have now caused on your own because of your choice that you made not to go God's way and to follow God's plans. You think about that. You go back to the Israelites. God made them a promise, and he told them he was going to bring them up out of bondage, and he was going to take them where? He was going to put them into a land flowing with what? Milk and honey. They murmured and complained because they were so used. They were in a state of complacency. They were in a state of bondage that at a point they totally enjoyed it. And when God bought them out because it didn't look like things were any better, go back to what I said. Sometimes it looks like you were better off in the world because, see, that was the kingdom of darkness. Bondage is darkness, okay? That is not the kingdom of light right there.
Yeah.
So that was the world for them. But when God brought them into the kingdom of light, into his marvelous light, they still complained because they didn't see things better at a certain point. How can you say this?
Yeah.
You're not under a hand of man right now that's slaving you and got you sweating. And they said, I can't do this. And because of that, because of their murmuring and complaining, because when we murmur and complain, we telling God he can't do his job. We telling God, I think I can do this better than you, God. You have now become your own God, little G. And big G is backing up saying, you go for it and watch what happens because you'll come back to me, big G, God.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's what happens. A lot of them, their descendants, a lot of them did not even see the land. So he allowed them to see it, but didn't enter in into the land flowing with milk and honey because of their disobedience.
Yes.
And that is another thing that causes our process to stop the flow at a point. We clog up our pipes.
It stops the very. Well, I'm not going to say the very move, but it throws a roadblock.
It does. The wrench goes, it goes in a different direction, and it really, really does. And that's the thing because, once again, that's why we cannot look at how things are going or how things are operating in the natural. Because if we did, if truth be told, all of us on a day-to-day basis sometime, it will overwhelm you. You'd be like, God, what just happened?
Yeah.
And how am I going to get out of this one? But that's when you, once again, got to move on from that fear to that faith and just trust in God. And that's why I say position is also important. placing yourself, because that's what position is. It's proper alignment. It's an appropriate place. And when God places you somewhere, you've got to stay in that place. Don't move until God tells you it's time to move. When you were talking about plans, I was thinking about Jeremiah 29:11, and I even have this to share tonight, and I love the Message Bible.
Mm-hmm.
When it says, this is what God is saying, I have it all planned out.
Yes.
Plans to take care of you, not to abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is God saying this. So if I got God speaking this to me, you know, the king's word is law. God's word is law. He's not going to go back on his word.
No.
I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not to abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for. Now, who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? All that comes with the renewing of the mind, the transformation, where it comes with maturity. That's a good word.
Yeah.
It comes with maturity and
growth
and learning and having that relationship with God. And that's where God is trying to get us right now, to a place of greater maturity, not just weekly, but a daily thing, that you're trusting him. I don't care what has happened. God will go back to the process of the testing. Go back to the process of the preparation. Go back to the process of these trials and these tribulations. We're not excluded from any of these things because we're in the kingdom of God. Truly, we're not. But the thing is, because we are in the kingdom of God, how we handle them and how we look at them is totally different now. Because I'm saying to my king, now, king, you know what's going on right here. I'm your citizen. Your word says that you will supply all my needs. That's how I talk to him. You've got to call God back at his word.
Yeah.
But you got to be in position. You have to be in a position to call him back. If you're out of alignment and out of order, then that's a different story.
My God.
That's a different story. You think about that. We can go to God like that, and I know people do, and sometimes God's saying, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, but yet you're calling on me. And that's going to become the time to say, okay, that's when you're going to sit back and say, God, why isn't this working for me? And he's going to take you back because you didn't do this, and you said that a few minutes ago. You didn't do what I told you to do. You've got to stay in position. That P is also crucial.
Yeah.
It is. To fulfilling God's purpose and fulfilling God's plan for our lives. Jesus.
Yeah.
When I think about, go ahead, sis, what were you going to say?
No, I just, you know, in all that you state, the big word I hear, I see, is trust.
Yeah, yep, amen, amen.
Trust.
Amen.
Because the process is really designed to cause us to trust God in everything.
Mm-hmm. But we say we trust in prophetess. We say it with our mouths. We say that. But do we really trust God?
Do we really trust him?
How do you know? How do you know? And I hope whoever's listening or whoever tunes in later, ask themselves, do I really trust God? Because some of our actions, it speaks volume. Yes,
it speaks
totally
contrary.
It's speaking very loud, totally contrary to you trusting me.
I had an experience. Several years ago, I had a wonderful home. Loved my home. Excited
mm-hmm.
when God allowed me to buy my first home. Yay, God.
Amen.
But 2 years in my home, I lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
I had no income. I had no means to pay the mortgage and to pay everything that was associated with this home. And I was like, God, but I love my home. He said, I own all the houses.
Mm.
Why are you concerned?
Jesus.
He said, what you desire is shelter.
Mm. Okay.
Not so much be concerned about this house.
House.
You desire shelter.
Mm.
He said, so this is what I'm going to do. He said, I don't want you to struggle. I don't want you to stress because you're taking all your money to put in this and then you don't have money to do anything else with.
Mm.
Let this house go.
Jesus.
And I was like, God, let it go. He said, let it go. He said, trust me, let it go. I'll have a place for you to stay in 5 days. And I said, God, He said, let it go. Begin to pack your stuff. And he said, downsize, because I had a 1, 2, 3, 4-bedroom, a 4-bedroom home, you know, with a living room, dining room, family
mm-hmm,
room,
mm-hmm.
an office, you know, utility room, deck,
mm-hmm.
big house.
Nice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Big house. So I said, let it go. Downsize. Give your stuff mm-hmm. away. Downsize. I was like, downsize. And I'm looking at my stuff and I'm going, Lord, Lord.
Looked like you were losing, but you were literally gaining.
Give it away.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Mm-hmm.
Folks was getting ready to move. It was a young couple getting ready to go into their new house, their first home. And God said, give them what they need. They came over. They got all my office furniture. They got the refrigerator with the ice maker and all of that. They backed up their truck, and they drove away. Somebody else drove up, and they took my antique furniture out of my living room and all kinds of things, whatever was in the house they could use. They put it on their truck, and they drove away.
Mm.
What I took to my new place was a dining room table, chairs, and my bed.
And that's it.
That's all I took. Because I have space for none of the other stuff. I was telling people, please just come get it. I don't have space. But on the fourth day, I'm talking to somebody, and they were like, did I hear you say you were looking for a place? I said, yeah. They were like, okay. I know a place. I said, okay. I drove to the place, talked to the woman, knew the woman, had seen the woman before.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you looking? She was like, oh, yeah, well, praise God. We can make this happen. Just fill out this paper and come back tomorrow. I'll give you the key on the fifth day.
See?
So when I had to go back to report to everybody, was like, oh, God, Lord, people been looking for places and da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, it's the fifth day. I got a key. I'm moving this weekend.
But see, you
I had to trust
to hear God, and you
trusted
him. That it, you had to.
Because even that process hurt. Because I love my home.
Yes, yes.
I did.
I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? I love my home.
Amen, amen. But
God said, don't be concerned about that building.
That's it.
Be concerned the fact that you got shelter.
That's it, that's it, that's it.
You're not homeless.
A man who had nowhere to lay his head.
Come on.
Think about that. Think about him who had nowhere to lay his head.
And no means to have anywhere to stay.
Thank
you.
But
where they were on a paper cardboard box.
Come on.
Or underneath the bridge.
Come on, come on.
Or hoping that they would have space for them in the shelter.
Thank you.
God said, don't even be concerned about that.
Amen.
When it's time for you to get, even if you have a desire to get, because now that I've downsized and downsized and downsized, sure, it would be nice, but that's not even a motivation anymore.
And that's what he was doing. He was showing you that it's more, you said it. You said that's what I was going to share with you. And that's what we need to see. That was a very good testimony, and I'm glad you shared that, because that's what God is trying to get us to see. It's not about things.
No.
It's not about things. It's not about materialistic things, because you go back to Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all
everything
these
else
things
will be added.
Everything we need will be added financially, economically, socially, physically. Everything we need will be added to us. We don't have to work for it. But because we have aligned ourselves up in the kingdom, because we're seeking the kingdom of God first and foremost, making that our priority, God is going to add to our very lives. And I'm telling you, things don't make sense in the kingdom when God speaks them to you sometimes. Go back to that testimony on Saturday that Apostle Brooke shared when she said, I think it was, I'm not sure which brother it was in Genesis, when he said he couldn't even go to the funeral. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
What if God spoke to you and gave you these very instructions? You cannot go to your mother's or family member's funeral. People would call you what, crazy, and say
crazy.
That ain't
Ooh,
God.
She nasty.
Yes.
And she called herself a Christian.
Come
call
on.
Herself a preacher. Call herself a prophetess.
Come
and
on.
And she ain't even go to her mom. Lord have mercy.
And it doesn't even take that for people. It doesn't even take anything like that for people, because they do. They think you're crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'll be crazy for the kid. I'll be crazy for Jesus, because I know it's for my good. And he's setting the stage, and he's setting me up for something great. And that's what he's doing for you. That's what he has done for you, but that's what he's doing for you right now. He's setting the stage for something great for you. Did you see yourself doing this 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you went through that process. And that's what I say to myself. I say, just think, Val, if you and I aborted this path, this process, this course called life, and gave up and not answered the call of God and his plans for us, we wouldn't be on this broadcast right now.
Right.
People would not hear what God has done in our life. They wouldn't even hear what God is speaking to them right now.
Yeah.
Had you not gone through this process up until now.
Yeah.
My God, my God, my God.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's important. It's important, once again, to understand the process, understand the position, because I'm telling you, when you're out of position, it can cause you to end up in places we shouldn't be. It can take you to places you shouldn't go. You need to be where God is planning you right now. Stay there. Don't move until God says so. Don't be moved by man's voice. Be moved by God's voice. And I was thinking about the scripture in, I think it's Psalm 33 and 8, where it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Don't be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding. Have no understanding. The mule and the horse, stubborn, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle. Come on now.
Jesus.
God don't need us like that. God don't want us like that.
Mm-mm.
He needs us to follow his instructions. Hosea 4:6 says what? Many people perish for what?
Lack
of knowledge. You've got to know what's on the mind of God for your life. You got to know what God is saying for your life this hour. You got to understand the purpose. You got to understand the oil. You got to understand the grace that's on your life right now. You've got to understand it, because once you understand it, that's when you'll become effective. Once you understand it, that's when you'll be able to empower others. That's why you're empowering others, prophetess. That's why change is coming. That's why lives are, are transformed right now, because you understand your purpose. You understand the calling. And God is using you to help others understand their call, understand their purpose, and what God is calling them to this hour to do in the earth. God has a need for every one of us. He's not singling anyone out. There's room for all of us in the kingdom. There is room for all of us in the kingdom. There's a place for all of us in the kingdom. There's positions for all of us in the kingdom. And God is ready for us to take our rightful places, your position, not somebody else's. Hear me clearly, not somebody else's, but your position, your place in the kingdom of God. And, oh, my God, allow God to put you there. And once you do, I'm telling you, when you start operating in what God has called you to operate in, it will be a mighty, mighty explosion going on. It's taking place now. It's taking place. And you got folks getting jealous. But don't allow folks to frustrate your purpose. They're going to be jealous. They're going to get jealous. It's not your fault. You're in position. They need to get in theirs. Stay in your lane, and they need to go and get in theirs. Amen?
Yeah, because if you allow that, if you even allow the things that are spoken to you while you're going through, all that'll do is break up another process, and it reveals who you are truly.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
one thing that I've learned about process. You know, one of the speakers on this past Saturday was
Amen.
Sharing about how we have to die and fall to the ground.
Pastor Vini was.
Amen. And the word tells us that we have to die daily.
Daily.
So in our dying daily, that will help us to not have to initiate so many processes.
Amen.
And let me just get it this way to you. Those who are naysayers, those who are speaking all manners of evil against you, those who are trying to disqualify what God is quantifying, those who say no when God is saying yes, you know who they are. You look at them, you work with them, you go to church with them, sit beside them in the same pew. Sometimes they in your car with you driving on the way to the grocery store. You know who they are, but when you allow a word that they say to get into your spirit and you allow that thing to plant, then things start breaking off, and now you operate in unforgiveness and envy and strife towards them when all they were doing was recognizing a move of God in your life.
Amen, amen, amen.
So
amen.
Because you weren't in a place to really embrace, you weren't ready to embrace what God was doing. You weren't ready to embrace the process. All it took was any kind of word to come forth, and you were about to lose your mind.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
But you got to know that the process that God takes us through, the process resolves conflict resulting from anything in our life that competes with the Father's original intent.
Come on now.
The process resolves conflict resulting from anything in our life that competes with the Father's original intent for our lives. So if what you're doing is a part of the original intent, understanding your purpose, if what you're doing is in alignment with your purpose.
Amen. 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 Alignment.
You don't have to worry about conflict. Process will resolve it.
It will. It will resolve it. And that's the thing. It will resolve it. And that's why it goes back. You go back to becoming competitive again and being jealous, you know, and this envy and this strife that just, the head just keeps creeping up. all the time. And that's why in the kingdom, when you operate in the kingdom, you look at it, there are no big I's and no little U's.
Absolutely.
They're not.
Oh,
we're
well,
all coming together.
Let's clean it. There should not be.
That's, well, amen.
There should not be. Because we do see it.
We do see people who,
as Prophet Vinnie said last night, they don't have the grace. They don't have the oil for the anointing that they're trying to flow in. And so they put themselves through a process and be totally out of line.
Totally, totally out of position. That's it.
Thinking it's all about me.
Yep, and not,
and not about you.
They're just making a whole lot of noise, a whole lot of noise, and nobody's hearing that sound. Nobody is hearing that. Nobody.
Nobody but
them. That's what is happening. That's what is happening. So, you know, it just goes back to process, endure the process, so that you might get in position, get in alignment, and receive the promises that God has for you. Fulfill the purpose. Fulfill the assignments. Fulfill the mandate that's on your life. And who can tell you your purpose? The creator, the manufacturer. Don't go to man and ask him what your purpose is, because too many of us, once again, like people keep saying, are sitting back waiting for man to validate them, waiting for man to tell them their purpose. Man did not create you. God did. So you can only go to the creator, the manufacturer, who created you to tell you what you were created for. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Look at the butterfly.
Amen. Look at the stages of it. Exactly.
Who would have thought?
That's it.
All of that. Color, life, and joy will come from this little creepy crawler thing.
Beautiful. Beautiful when it's all full bloom and when it has come to fruition. I'm telling you, that's what that, I just always look at that picture and that stage, starting at one and how it starts off.
Yeah.
And I'm just like you. And you know the thing is, Val, we're all still going through our stages.
We are.
We're all still going through a process. But we're enduring now. It's becoming easier now because we're understanding this is you, God, and you're setting me up for something great. You're setting the stage for something great with me, God. So don't despise. Don't despise your process. My God. I heard that one. God said, tell them, don't despise your process.
And don't try to get away from it. You're going through. And you feel like, I'm going through, I can't take it, I need you to pray for me. Okay, what am I praying? Pray that this stop. Pray that God, whatever, fix it. Baby, you in a process. You're struggling with this. You're dealing with this because something is not in alignment with the will of God. So if I pray and God move, then you still got to go back to this again because you've not learned the lesson. But go through the process.
Go through it.
If I want a cake and I want to make the cake, I ain't going to do it from scratch. That's just me. I don't do scratch. I do box.
Amen, amen. And you're going to follow those instructions, right?
I'm going to follow the instructions because I want my cake. I want my cake right. But I'm going to follow the process. I'm going to wait the time. I'm going to, you know, keep the door closed. I'm going to do all of that because I want my cake at the end.
But think about this. Now, that's you. But think of a caterer who can bake from scratch. You see what I'm saying? So you're not going to go and try to do something from scratch that you know nothing about or know how to do it. You're going to do what you know to do. So you're going to get that box, and you're going to follow those instructions. Now, that caterer who's baking from scratch, it's natural. It's their gift. That's a gift God has given them. That's the oil that's on their life with that gift of how to bake a cake from scratch. God ain't anointing me. He ain't giving me that gift. I don't want that gift. I'm going to go and get the box. That goes back to know your purpose. Know the oil that's on your life and allow it to flow and make a difference and be effective. Because, see, you can say what you want. I do box cake myself, and I think that cake tastes just as good as somebody's that's homemade. I know it don't, but I'm just saying my cake tastes good
because, you know, he'll show you how to add little things to your process.
Does.
To make it more you. So some people take pudding and put pudding in the mix and give it a little different. Somebody take, you know, you can add to your process because you know what the expected end is according to his will.
Go back to the, I'll get ready to tell you, but you know what the results are. You know what the results are going to be because you followed those instructions. But what if you did not put the two eggs in there,
but you did
everything else? It's not going to come out properly.
Lord have mercy.
Because you did not follow the instructions.
Yes, and T.
It was not the process of making and baking that cake. You miss one ingredient, one thing can throw everything off. Wow.
Say that one more time. Because somebody need to hear that.
You
all
can miss one thing that will throw everything off.
And let's define thing. Thing is not an outside influence.
Right.
Thing is sometimes internal.
Amen, amen.
Thing is sometimes a thought.
Yep, come on.
A look.
Mm-hmm.
A word spoken.
Yep.
That could be the thing.
Could be the thing. That could be the thing.
That knocks you out of plan.
Come on.
Now you got to go through process.
Yep, all over again. And God said, ooh, okay. You won't go there this time. Let's start all over again. Let's start all over again. And that's why I don't know about anybody else. I don't want to be like the Israelites and go all over, wandering around and around and around and around. I don't know how you expect to get different results if you're going to keep doing the exact same thing. If I mess that cake up the first time because I missed the ingredients, one ingredient, and I turn around again and do that cake again, but yet I put that ingredient but miss another one, guess what? You still messed up.
Yeah.
Because you've not followed the instructions. And that's how it is. People want change. People say they need change, but they're not doing anything to make the change. You've got to do something if you want change.
Mm.
You've got to do something. There's no need for us to keep walking around here spiritually insane. Keep doing the same thing over and over again, expect different results. It's not going to happen. That's insane. That's the definition of insane. It's not going to happen. I promise you, it won't. It never will. It wasn't meant to. But if you want something different, you want different results, then you got to do something different. I pray somebody hears this. You want something different, you've got to do something different. You want God to move, give him a reason to make something happen. Give God a reason to make something happen tonight or tomorrow or the next day. Give God a reason. Give God a reason right now to dispatch the angels down right now on your behalf to work something out. Give God a reason right now to say, all right, I'm getting ready to move on her behalf because she's now in alignment. She's now following my instructions.
They're vested. Yes. They're vested. They're trusting me. They're sold out. They're
on,
ready to do it my way and to put their way aside.
Come
they're ready
now.
To hear my voice and hear my voice alone.
Jesus.
They're ready not to be moved by what they see and what they feel,
Jesus.
But they're vested. They're sold in. They're locked into me.
Oh, Jesus. Come on now.
They're locked into me.
Yes. Yes.
And because they're locked into me, now I can show them some things.
Now
I can.
But not until.
They're no longer wavering. They're no longer straddling the fence.
That's it. That's it.
No longer seeking the pity party. No longer crying, oh, woe is me.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. They've gotten up. They've dusted themselves off. They've dried up their tears and said, you know what? I'm getting in position. I'm going to go through this process, and God, I'm going to get what you have for me. I'm going to get to that place, Lord God. I'm going to get to my destiny, God. I'm ready to walk in purpose, God. Show me my purpose, God. They now have an ear to hear what the Father is saying. You now have an ear, a clear signal from heaven. You now have an open heaven to an open ear, Jesus, that can hear what the Father is saying.
My God.
My God.
And you know, there may be some that are listening. And that we'll listen later, that as we're sharing about process and purpose and all of that, you might be one who's saying, you know, I hear y'all and that sounds good, but I'm one of those who really don't even know my purpose.
Mm.
I don't even really know God like that to even understand what my purpose is. How am I supposed to know what that is?
I'll say
good
this to him.
Good question.
It is a very good question.
Good question. A question that we've all asked. God, really, what am I doing? God, what am I supposed to do? God, what is this?
Where do I go from here, God?
Where do I go?
Where am I at right now?
Who do I trust?
Exactly.
Let me tell you, do not rely on man to tell you their purpose.
I was getting ready to say amen. You made a good point, though.
Do not rely
Where
on
do I go? Where do I go? And in the first place, we always want someone tangible we can go to, someone visible that I can see, that I can touch, I can feel. I need to, and you said the key thing, don't go to man.
Don't go to man.
You can't go to man because man can't tell you.
Man can't tell you your purpose.
Man cannot tell you your purpose.
And
only
there are probably
God
some
can.
Of you who are listening who have gone to leadership and said, I don't really know what the Lord want me to do, and they say, Yabashete. The Lord said. Well, let the Lord tell me. Because, see, sometimes the motives of leaders are to give you an assignment that benefits them.
Them. That's it. That
and not benefit them. God.
That's it. Where they now can get their claws into you.
Yeah.
Get their
they
hand
will puppet
over
you.
You.
They'll put
mm-hmm.
strings
mm-hmm.
in you and puppet
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put you in a form of slavery.
Yeah. Tell you enough just to get you excited. Tell you enough just to keep you there. Tell you enough to make you happy. Tell you enough to say, hey, she'll want to stay now. Tell you enough and only let you go so far to keep you there, to use you for their purpose, for their personal gain. Unpure motives, unpure motives, unpure motives.
Unpure motives?
Jesus. Unpure.
And then you spend time. You spend time with this individual that said to you, this is what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what your purpose is. This is what your purpose is.
Mm. My God. My God.
And you got time wasted.
Yes.
That labor was in vain.
Yes. You wasted your currency. Exactly. Time is the currency of life. And they wasted that currency, their time and their energy. They invested. They invested time into this person. They did.
Yeah.
Just to become disappointed. Like many of us had before.
Yeah.
I can be transparent. I've been disappointed before because I put my trust in man when it should have been in God.
Yeah.
I put my trust in people when it should have been in God.
Yeah.
You know, my husband looked at me. He said, I don't care how good and beautiful you are, honey. My trust goes above yours.
Yeah.
Because I put it in God.
Yeah.
And I say the exact same thing. Put your trust and your confidence in the one that can lead you, that can guide you, that can instruct you, that can help you, that can deliver you, that can heal you. Put it in God.
He is the one that, he is ultimately
yes.
one that will give you what your purpose is.
Yes.
And
yes.
look at your life. Prophet Vini
yes.
tells us this all the time. Look at your life.
Yes.
Look at those things that flow in your life.
What's happening right exactly?
Look mm-hmm. at what's happening around you.
Yes.
Those things that seem very easy in your life.
Ooh, Jesus.
You'd be like, well, that's mundane.
Mm-hmm.
No. If
mm-hmm.
it's easy, there's an anointing for that.
Amen. Amen. Exactly.
You know, of all things, when I was going through my process of revealing what my purpose was, I just saw myself as an administrator.
Amen.
Yeah, I could minister.
You
I could
saw
see,
yourself as
but
that.
But I was an administrator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I thought. It was just that. And I was
yeah.
good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I was an armor bearer. I was good with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because that came natural to me.
Right.
And God said, yeah, that's a part of it, but that's not
mm-hmm.
that's not your purpose.
Something bigger and greater.
That's not your purpose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are
mm-hmm.
assets to help fulfill the purpose.
That's right. That's right. That's right. There's so much more he has for all of us. There's so much more.
So
this broadcast is becoming bigger now.
Yeah.
And it's going to lead to something greater.
Praise God.
You know, when you first started, you didn't see it going. But God can give you a glimpse. And even things that we don't pray for because we're
yeah.
so humble, even at the state that you're at right now, the place that you're at right now, you're so humble. But God said, she has not a clue. She can't even recognize where this is going to even carry her. But that, see, you're not in it for that. You're not in it for the fame. You just want to be obedient to God. You just want to be obedient to the people of God. You just want to help the people. And God knew you had a heart and that you had a burden for the people. And that's why he's setting this stage so much greater now, sis. That's why things are going bigger than you could ever, ever imagine. And I say to you, prophetess, I say to you, you keep following the instructions of God. You keep hearing the voice of God, and you watch God unfold this great, great, great manifestation. I'm telling you, the airwaves, I know what we talked about earlier before we even got on the air and what we prayed, God is going to do some great things because of your obedience.
Amen.
He's
going to
honor your obedience. He's honoring your obedience. And I'm telling you, you're going to see the results.
Amen.
You're
going to
receive the results.
I received that. And when you were sharing how you said a heart, you said hurt first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
then I did.
You said heart.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
you said hurt, and it's because I have had so many hurts.
Mm-hmm,
I've gone
mm-hmm.
through so many things. I've been hurt on every level,
mm-hmm,
every stage,
mm-hmm.
every audience. There's been hurt, significant hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's through that process, even of being hurt, even of being betrayed, let down, misused, abused, all those things, that I came to a place that I realized that that process that I went through was not even about me, was not even for me, but it enabled me to now open up my mouth and be able to speak a word to people who are now going through some of the very things that I've experienced in my life.
And why do you think you have healing? Why do you think he gave you the gift of healing?
Amen.
I'm just being honest.
Amen.
Everybody is not going to operate in that.
Yeah.
And in order to operate in that, you have got to have gone through some pain and some hurt where God has literally healed you, has literally gone inside your heart internally and done some serious surgery on your heart that you now can come out now and be transparent and then go now and help those who are hurting and help be a part of the healing process with them.
Yeah.
Wow, healing process. Wow,
Amen.
The healing process for them.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God.
Amen. And that's who we are. That's what the empowerment place is all about. It's about bringing forth word, revelatory word, into the lives of God's people to let them know that wherever they are, whatever state they may find themselves in now, that if you will just trust God, if you will endure the process, no matter what it feels like, you know, I tell people all the time, there's not anything that you can name or dot that I haven't experienced. The only thing that I haven't done is drugs and alcohol. That was just never a piece of me. But you can name domestic violence, sexual abuse, been those things, been homeless, been penniless, been all of those things. Low self-esteem. Experienced all those things. Never thought I would be used. Never thought I mattered. Never thought anybody cared. I've been all those places. I've experienced all those feelings.
And
but God said, go
platform,
through the process.
Jesus.
And I have.
Amen.
I've gone through the process.
And you've come out every single time because he was in that process with you. And that's what someone needs to know tonight. God is in this process with you every step of the way. He's in it with you. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thou, he was with you even when it didn't feel like God was around, we were going through. Even when we didn't feel like it, he was there.
He was there.
He was there knowing that if you hang on and you continue on this journey, if you continue on this process, if you endure this, I've got something great for you. And if God had told me a lot of things that we had to go through that I went through, I would have gave up. I would say, I can't do that, God. I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
But when it came to that place and it came to that point, I endured because of him. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. Because even when folks told me I should give up, even when folks told me I should walk away, God said, And I didn't even know God like that back then.
Yeah.
But yet he was still ordering my steps.
He's still
even when we didn't know him back then, he was still ordering our steps, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah.
He was guiding us and leading us, protecting us especially, and covering us.
Yeah.
Even when we didn't even know him and serving him like that.
Yeah.
Who would not serve a God like that? Who would not trust a God like that, when we look back over our lives, knowing the dangerous things, the dangerous death situations.
Yeah.
Life or death situations.
Yeah.
I'm standing there facing right now.
Yeah.
And he spared my life.
Yeah.
For such a time as this.
Yeah.
He allowed you to come through, Val, for such a time as this.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Whew. My God, my God, my God.
So I say to you listeners, as we're going to be bringing this to a close in just a few minutes, that don't be discouraged.
Amen.
Don't allow yourself to get in a state of depression because of what you're feeling and experience right now. We've got to go through some processes in life.
Yeah.
Everything goes through processes in life. Our food goes through processes.
Yes.
Our clothing goes through processes.
Mm-hmm.
Our cars, our vehicles go through manufacturing processes.
Mm-hmm.
Our homes go through processes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes through a process.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is intended to get us to an expected end based on our original intent. So if you understand what your intent, God's original intent for your life is, and you know you're not in that place right now, there's somebody that's listening who's shacking right now. You know that's not God's intent, because there's no anointing on your life. But you find yourself struggling, and things are happening, and you're wondering why. God said, go back to my original intent. You know what I've spoken to you. You know what I've said to you. This is not working because it's not a part of my plan for your life. You're going to go through this process, or either you're going to come back to me, you're going to realign yourself with me, and allow me to do the work in your life. Might be somebody listening who does not even know God, but you're hearing this message and you're able to identify that I have been going through a lot of stuff. I don't know what's going on, but it seems like every time I make a couple steps in the right direction, something comes and knocks me back. Been there, done that. God is trying to get your attention. We can be the vessels that can help get you there. We can pray with you. We can encourage you in the Word of God, so that you'll find your place.
Yes.
To minimize going through unnecessary processes.
Yes. Yes.
For disobedience. That's the main key. When you disobey God, expect a process.
Yeah.
Expect a process.
Disobedience pushes you out of alignment.
It pushes you out of alignment.
Mm-hmm. It pushes you out of alignment. Good word, prophetess. Good word. Wow.
So we encourage you. Why the process? The process is there to get you in the rightful place that God desires.
Amen.
The process is there sometimes to save your very life. The process is there because you have purpose. Because you have purpose.
Amen.
Even when it doesn't feel like it, know that you have purpose. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Prophetess, we're down about 3 minutes. If
okay.
You want to pray us out, amen?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every single word, Lord God, that has gone out in the atmosphere, Lord God, and over the airwaves, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that every single person listening and those that will tune in, Lord God, that they will hear you, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that they will understand their purpose, Lord God. But most importantly, Lord God, understand their process first, Lord God, that you've got them in a process right now, Lord God, and it's for their good, Lord God, to bring them out into an expected end, Lord God, a greater place, Lord God. Let them make the right decisions, Lord God, and choices, Lord God, that they won't go through unnecessary processes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that the people, Lord God, are going to come to knowledge, Lord God, full knowledge, Lord God, and understanding, Lord God, through this broadcast, Lord God, and others, Lord God, understand their position, Lord God, their place in the kingdom, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that there's no greater place to be, Lord God, than in the kingdom right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But most importantly, those that are going through the process, don't allow them to become discouraged, Lord God. We've come tonight to encourage them, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. And we pray for every single person that tunes in, Lord God, that they will hear you, Lord God, and that they will be empowered, Lord God, through this broadcast, God. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burwell. If you have prayer requests or questions, you can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. If you desire a prayer, you can always give us a call, 804-658-3159. Prophetess Tracy, thank you so much for sharing.
God bless you. God bless
sharing
you.
Your heart, amen.
Amen.
Your passion, amen.
Amen.
For helping God's people to understand that there is purpose in their life, and because of it, they've got to go through a process.
I encourage you to stay tuned.
I know we'll be back next Thursday, but I don't know what God's going to do in between that. Amen. But
amen.
As always, learn something new daily.
Amen.
Take the opportunity to gain something daily, to
amen.
Be empowered. And once you've been empowered, do the responsible thing and empower someone else.
Amen.
God bless you. Until next time. Good night.
Amen. God bless.